Back from Thanksgiving, back from the bye week. It's time for Beyond the Playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Morning. Happy Black Friday.
Yes. Thank you very much for that, Matt. All right. The Bills are 3-7, and they get back to work this week against the 3-7 Jaguars at home. What can Bills fans expect?
Yeah, well, hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And yeah. I guess before we jump right into Bills-Jaguars, there's a really big game today. And actually talking about UB Bulls football, who with a win over Bowling Green, they advance to the MAC championship game in Detroit, lose, and their fantastic season just ends in disappointment. So lots of luck to the kids from UB today, and on to the Bills-Jaguars. And what is really kind of a surprising thing about this matchup is just a little over 10 months ago, these two teams played each other in a playoff game down in Jacksonville, and the Jaguars actually came within 5 points of winning the AFC Championship and advancing the last season's Super Bowl. So needless to say, both 3-7 teams have fallen short of last season's accomplishments. But despite the same record, these two franchises appear to be going in very different directions. And the Bills, they're more of a young rebuilding team with plenty of money to spend next season, who came into this year with muted expectations. Jaguars, on the other hand, they built their team to win now, and they look to be failing. And in one glaring way, the Jaguars, a bit of a cautionary tale for the Bills when it comes to rebuilding in the limited window in which a team can remain competitive. And I say this because just like the Bills' budding defense has been a bright spot this season, the Jaguars have built one of the league's better defenses over the last few years. But that exceptional talent only get them so far, and that's because Jacksonville is yet another example of a team with a lot of talent, just no quarterback. And it's in this way that Bills fans, I suppose, should watch this game with an especially keen eye to see what that approach looks like and why it's so important for the Bills to use the remaining games to develop and evaluate Josh Allen. The 2019 season, I suppose, it kind of just begins now. I mean, and the Jaguars coming to town, it's like the potential ghost of football future for the Bills if they don't get the quarterback position right and get it right soon.
All right, let's get back to the game at hand, though. How do you see this playing out for the Bills?
Yeah, oddly enough, game has the potential to be unexpectedly exciting. And I say that based on the surprising production by the Bills offense 2 weeks ago against the Jets, particularly by their wide receiver group, the fact that the Bills have 2 weeks to prepare for Jacksonville, and the healthy return of their aspiring franchise quarterback in Josh Allen. So put it all together, Sunday sets up for a bit of a learning experience that could be the start of important and much-needed growth in their final stretch. But the matchup also presents no easy task as they look to jump-starting those growth plans. And that's because the Jaguars' defense is not the Jets' defense. Jacksonville comes to Buffalo fourth best in total yards allowed per game, ninth in points allowed. And most specifically, Jaguars are third best in the league against the pass, which is not going to make it easy for Allen to pick up where backup Matt Barkley left off against the Jets. But Allen and the offense should get plenty of support by the Bills' defense. The Jaguars' defense, they may be good. But Buffalo's defense is actually just as good and even better in a number of categories. Buffalo, they're the best defense in the league against the pass and second best overall in yards per game allowed. So in this battle of the defenses, it'll represent both an important challenge for the Bills offense to pick up where they left off and a bit of a trial by fire. And add to the storyline the return of former Bills coach and fan pariah Doug Marrone, who quit as the Bills coach shortly after the Pegulas purchased the team. And Sunday sets up for more than just a boring matchup of 3-7 teams, but by the time the final whistle goes off, the only storyline that really matters is the play of Josh Allen, because it's that storyline that if it doesn't play out in a positive way sooner rather than later, Bills fans should familiarize themselves with the Jaguars' struggles as a glimpse of their own potential future.
That's some scary holiday thinking.
Yeah,
there.
Well, hopefully it doesn't play out that way.
Hopefully. All right, Matt Sabuda, we'll be talking to you on Monday. We'll see how it all turned out, and thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.